Hey,
Oh,
Mike.
might need my mic. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm smoking, so I'm like, I don't try not to blow it into the mic, but you
Oh,
know.
that's okay. I'm my coffee up right now.
Oh yeah. No, I got my red cup, but it's just water. Nothing,
Oh, nice.
nothing too exciting. Eddie Lee Ryder, welcome to the Hell Fucking Yeah
Thank you.
podcast. Thank you so much for
Oh,
being
thank
here.
you.
This is gonna be really cool.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm
I
doing
like your
good.
setup a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. This is actually like a temporary kind of setup. I'm moving. I have a shop. I cut hair. So I have a shop.
Oh,
Like
cool.
this is my garage. And it's freezing in here. Like
Oh.
it's uninsulated. So it's just, one wall between outside and here.
Yeah.
You're in New
Well,
York, right?
yes, I live in Woodstock.
Oh, nice. Nice. So you live upstate. I'm
Yeah, how about you?
very
Where are you
jealous. I'm in New York.
at?
I'm in New York,
Okay.
but unfortunately, I am on Long Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's where I go the second half of the year when it starts getting too cold up here and it gets too drafty. Then I hide at a friend's house in Long Island.
So it's not the winters are a little rougher up there than here.
Yep.
But honestly, there's too many people here.
That is
There's
true.
too many.
There's
Like I like people. I don't know. Do I like people? I don't know. But
Yeah.
it's you just going like around the corner to 7-Eleven, like you're sitting in traffic. It's just it's crazy. Were you raised here?
In New York, in Westchester.
Okay, nice. So, New York has the best pizza, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
Yeah, no question. I lived in Colorado
okay.
and there was not one good slice of pizza for 4 years.
No, definitely not. I mean, anywhere outside of, people say on this podcast all the time, it's a topic we always bring up that, they have the best pizza here or there. No, it's only here. It's
Oh,
only here.
but bagels, like even more than pizza, you can't even find a good bagel. Like
No.
occasionally you can find a good slice of pizza, but you cannot find a good bagel
Nope.
outside of New York.
100%, definitely not. Actually, I saw someone call it a bagel the other day.
Oh no, they were definitely from Chicago.
Chicago, California, I don't even know.
Okay.
But no, you it's the I guess it's the water, they say.
That's what they do say. I find that hard to believe. Well, we do have good water in New York, so but it was funny because I hiked when I was living in Colorado, I hiked Pikes Peak, and above 10,000 feet, the air thins out. And so my friend and I, we were like hiking with these three guys, and every 100 steps we had to take a break to breathe. And we kept having the most awkward conversation with these guys. So I was like, okay, don't stop again. We are not stopping one more time. So we made it up in technically running time because we refused to stop one more time for this conversation. So we were really proud of ourselves that we made it to the type of this peak with like a Olympian mentality. And we got back down, and everyone's like, "Did you try the donuts up there?" And we were like, "No, why would we try the donuts up there?" They're like, "Those are the world's best donuts on this mountain because it's the altitude that they cook it."
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah.
That's really interesting. I went to Colorado for the first time in my life last year.
Oh, really? What part?
We were like right outside of Denver. We're just
Nice.
visiting family. We actually drove from here to there, and that was interesting.
Oh.
That's like it's a long drive. I mean,
It is.
we broke it up, obviously. It took like it took, I guess like 2 days to really get up there. And then
Yeah,
when we
that's
drove
tough.
home, we just kind of booked it and took about like 30 hours.
Yeah, you could do it in like one Red Bull fueled shot like that and just emerge out of the car of Red Bull.
But it's crazy. Once you get out of New York, it's just all like trees. It's just
And like
open
farmland.
road.
And then Kansas seems so magical for like the first like 5 hours. And then you're like, oh fuck, this is like,
Never ending.
this never ends.
We one of the most surprising places to me on the way was we took I-80, so it was Iowa.
Yes.
I
I've
couldn't
done this
believe
drive like
how
20 times.
I'm sure I couldn't believe how clean that state was and like just beautiful and serene and wide open, which is very, very nice. One of those states you just don't
Oh.
think of, like Iowa,
No. Yeah, I just remember like watching a fight in an Iowa gas station. That's the only memory I have
Oh,
of Iowa, and it was over the price of a lollipop. But that's literally my only memory of
the price of a lollipop. Wow. Who won that
Yeah,
argument?
someone was like, 150, don't you think that's a little steep for a lollipop? And the gas station attendant's like, it's actually kind of cheap if you ask me. And this kind of like escalated. And my roommate at the time was like, I actually think this is the perfect price for a lollipop. Just trying to abuse the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, $1.50 is kind of steep, but with inflation and everything, no, I guess it's right. It's right up there, you know?
Yeah.
So for those who may not know Eddie Lee Ryder, her new single Smoke and Mirrors is featured in the new movie Terrifier 2, and is available everywhere you stream your music. I hate putting things into like genres, you know, because some things just are unique on their own. Like, that's what I think when I hear your music. I've listened to all your songs this morning and everything. And how would you describe it?
For a long time, I called it demented pop.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
it's a little, it's like the classics, but with like a little bit of a theatrical spin on it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very intense. In a good way, you know, in a good way, not like an overwhelming way. It's really, I think that it's reminiscent of like Stevie Nicks and things like that, you know, as far as the vocals go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could definitely hear that in, not that you don't make it your own, but you can definitely hear it in the songs.
My first influence. So
absolutely. So. There you go. But that's vocally. So like, what in life inspires you lyrically?
I think like stories and situations and like writing about, well, I'll tell you one because it just happened. I'm very excited about this new song I wrote, but I went out in Woodstock last week. And I never go out in town, especially by myself. If I have friends in town, I'll go out. And I was like, I've been cooped up for a week. I'm going out. So I went out and I started talking to this guy and we had this great conversation. And he asked for my number. And then the next, like two nights later, I was out at a restaurant and I was next to this old woman and she was like 68 years old. She was very beautiful for 68.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting for a while and she was like, what did she say? She's like, oh, my husband and I live in separate houses. That's because that's because I had an affair. If only he knew I had two affairs. And she was going on.
Right.
And I was like, well, if you want to split up my uncle and his wife, we would all be so grateful, my whole family. And she's like, oh, honey, I never needed help finding a man before. And then she listed all of her boyfriends. And then she listed the guy I met the night before.
No.
Yep.
Wow.
So I had to write a song about that.
And oh, you have to. You have to write a song about that. That's insane. So I'm assuming you haven't talked to this guy.
Oh, he messaged me the next day. He's like, I heard you met Rose. Yeah. I'm fine being friends with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how did, Smoke and Mirrors is the new single from the movie Terrifier 2. How did that song wind up in one of the craziest horror movies in recent memory?
I'm sporting my,
Oh my God, that's awesome.
My Art
the Clown. Got the Art the Clown shirt. Nice.
My friend Olga, she's a good friend of mine. She did the costume design and the production design for the whole movie.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so she was very, we were doing a music video in LA and I promised her that the train would have Wi-Fi when we were taking the train back to New York. And that's when she got the script for Terrifier and there was like no service. So she was ready to kill me because that was when she was just getting started on the project.
Right.
Then she disappeared for like, you know, it was such an intense project. She was like in upstate New York in a warehouse working on this for I don't know how many months it was, but they were deep in the woods doing this mad movie. And I introduced her to our friend Jeff and he does all my photography and Damien and the rest of the crew loved him. So they brought him on to do all the still photography for Terrifier. And sometime in July, they messaged me and said, they're looking for just a female classic rock-esque, Stevie Nicks-esque singer. So
boom.
Yep. So Jeff messaged me over the summer and said, email Damien right now. So I emailed him and he's like, I gave him my whole catalog with like unfinished songs. I had no idea how close the movie was. So I was like, I'll finish some of these up and maybe he'll like the different one. And he's like, well, do this, just sign the contracts because we're like in post-production right now. So
it'd be done quick. Okay.
Yeah.
So now the song was in the like kitchen scene, right?
Yeah, where it's he's in cooking. The only not murder scene of the movie.
The only not murder scene. You've seen it, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what did you think? Are you a horror fan?
No.
You're not a horror fan. Okay. Okay. So I'm interested to see what you thought.
I'm a big wuss, but I did love it. And I don't know if it was because I have so many friends involved in it. So I went in so excited about it. But I actually just also think it's genuinely such a campy feel-good movie, even though everyone's getting murdered.
Right.
Like, it's funny, even though it's just like so dark.
It is. It is. So, you know, we wanted to watch, we actually watched it on Halloween. Me, my wife and I, my nephew came over, he wanted to watch it. And my wife likes horror movies, but not like I do. So I'm like, listen, this is like a different level. Like, this is like something I would like that you're probably going to fucking hate, you know? So, but it started out and like within a few minutes, she's like, oh, like characters, like, you know, character development and like women who might be badass or whatever, you know? So she got into it kind of quickly and she actually enjoyed it because it is, I mean, it's obviously very gory, but it's a lot of fun. It really is. Like there's not, you can tell there's like no like bad intent behind it. It's just, it's a fun movie and the effects are incredible, you know?
It's weird that you're rooting for both characters. Like,
yes.
Art, like you're even rooting for the killer and you're like, go Art, but like still not. Like you're rooting for everyone to survive, but Art to also.
Yes.
I don't know what you're rooting from him, but.
Right.
His presence, you know, or something.
And, I mean, even the first one was great too. But it didn't have, this one just took it to the next level, I think.
The first one didn't have the same level. It was still very cool because it was very, it was just such a vibe. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such an 80s warehouse vibe. That's still
100%. And you know, it's crazy to think like, you know, you got Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers and all those are like staples in the industry, right? It's crazy to see something come along and be right up there with them, especially like an independent, you know, kind of vibe. And I mean, they killed it. It's literally, and it's amazing. And it's got to feel so cool to even be part of it at all, you know?
It is. Actually, I have a former manager. I'll just spill the beans, but he was like, don't sign for this movie. And he's just tried to discourage me. He's like, this movie's not going anywhere. And I was like, dude, just Google it. This is such a cool movie and people are so excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it got a lot of buzz before it even hit theaters, and it was only in theaters for a very short amount of time, but then it kept coming back because people were like, you know, rooting for it. And then you hear, you know, people are passing out and throwing up and stuff. I don't know, you know, I'm sure they did, but I don't know any horror fan that really would. I mean, yeah, it's gross, but like you said, it's kind of funny and somehow has some heart in it. I don't even know.
Scene, like occasionally.
The bedroom scene was a lot.
She's missing a body part.
The bedroom scene was a lot. Yeah, yeah. But it's so over the top and so kind of uncomfortable that you can't help but just kind of laugh, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was remarkable. And Terrifier 3 is already announced from what I understand.
I didn't know it was officially announced. I thought like they were kind of going, there should be a Terrifier 3, which obviously there should be.
So maybe I'm mistaken, but I saw it on IMDb listed. That could be just a, you know, hopefully kind of thing going to happen. But I think it did so well that I don't see why it can't, especially, I'm not going to ruin anything here, but the end credit scene kind of gives you.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the more.
Yeah.
I won't say anything either. That was
it was interesting. It was interesting. You know, it's funny. The whole time I'm watching the movie and like, you know, the beginning credits, Chris Jericho is in the credits. And I'm like, where's Chris Jericho? Did I miss him? Like, was he in costume or something? I don't know. And then obviously we get that scene there at the end.
I did decide I'm going to take all my music, 80s synth for the next 2 years. So Damien could use it, any of my music for a murder scene.
Yes.
Because I'm determined to be back, but in a murder scene and not in like the family friendly scene.
That's great. You know what? Why don't you like make it the score? Just do like 80s synth. You know,
well, I think they love Paul Wiley, the score guy, which I'll give him his.
Yeah, he did it. He did a great job. The score was great. And it was really cool hearing the song, because when I first was introduced this idea to even do this, you know, I instantly looked up the song Smoke and Mirrors and I was like, oh, this is a cool song. So I heard it before I even watched the movie. So when I watched the movie, I was like, oh, there's the song.
Oh, yay.
But yeah, hopefully we'll see, we'll hear you in Terrifier 3 as well.
Hopefully for murder, I'll have to become buds with Damien in order to do that.
You really want that? You really want that murder scene? I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had no idea, and I was like, the one not murder scene. I was so thrilled for it to be in there, but I was like,
yeah, yeah. It, you know, and it's funny. I would have been good as in a murder scene, like if it was like it playing on a radio or something. Like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. And the lyrics are, you know, kind of a little dark and stuff, so it would definitely work.
Yeah, I did notice all of the music in the murder scenes had no singing along to it. It was all instrumental. So I was like, okay, I got why his choice was.
Right, right. I guess it would, you know what it is? I would have to be like playing on a radio or something.
That's, I thought it was going to be, know? Like Art was going to be blasting it and running somebody over. That's kind of what I envisioned.
tell Damien, maybe he'll do that next time. Oh my God. Okay. You ready for this? Speaking of horror movies. I found this on my lawn this morning. Now, I went outside to go get my mail, and this is what I found on my lawn. Okay, this is like a...
That looks like a child horror photo.
Right, right. It's a drawing of some sort. It's most likely just like a kid scribbling, you know, making something weird, maybe for Halloween or something.
Their hands or something.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. It's freaking me out a little bit, honestly. I found it on my lawn. I mean, it's windy over here, so it probably just...
blew from the neighbors.
It was garbage last night, probably just blew from the neighbors like garbage pail. But I go in the house and like 10 minutes later a bird, and I'm not making this up, a bird flies right into my window. Like in any typical horror movie, like it was like the beginning of it, you know, like you find a weird piece, you find a weird thing.
Yeah.
A bird flies into your window, and then before you know it, you know, like you're possessed by a demon or whatever. So hopefully that's not the case. But I thought it'd be funny to bring it up.
Oh, well, if you want to, I don't know if you want to know, this is like so bonkers and out there, but,
yeah, I would love to.
This will make me seem like I'm part of the occult, which I'm not. but this was probably like 5 years ago, and my family has this house upstate, in the middle of nowhere. In like the, it's an old, old house that the Rolling Stones used to hang out with. It used to be owned by Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. And
okay,
my grandpa ended up buying it, and it just seems...
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's decorated like a wild 70s trip, but it's it also feels haunted. So I've always been afraid to go up there by myself. And one time I was up there with my friend who claims to like see dead people. And I've always just dismissed this part of her because it's just nuts. And so I was laying in bed one night, and I just got this weird, I just kept having this visualization of this guy coming in through the front door, walking up the stairs and stabbing me while I like crawl into the bathtub and like die. Like that's the short version of it. And I would call for my friend. I was like, Julie. And she just like came running, and she's like, I'm coming. And she's like, lock that door. And then I was, she always claims to see things, which I always dismiss. And I was like, did you see something? She's like, yep, I'm not going to tell you. And the next day we were leaving, and she's like, okay, so I saw some guy coming in through the front door, going up the stairs, stabbing you in the bed, and you crawled to the bathtub. It was the same thing.
Whoa. And I, that would freak me out. That would, yeah. You know, it's funny when you think about things like that, like you have this vision of something that's most likely not going to happen.
Yep.
But it's like your worst nightmare in a way, right? You envision something that would freak you out, and it becomes like a reality in a way sometimes. And then to hear that, oh man.
Yeah, when two people are having the same one. Because before you could be like, you were just making that up, because it's just your weird imagination getting away from you.
Right. Well, if anything happens to me, this is probably the reason.
It's the bird. Yeah, it's the omen and the bird.
I mean, I know better. I know I've seen every horror movie on earth. I know better, right? But I was like, oh, this will be like kind of a funny bit, you know?
Which character do you think you are in a horror film?
I don't know. Would it be incriminating to say the killer? Because I mean, most of the time in like, especially like slasher movies and stuff like that, I'm like, what a stupid decision that was, you know?
Yeah. And that's why it's important,
like,
to watch.
I don't feel bad for you. You know, you like ran into the place that he was, you know.
People make really, but that's the thing with I think Terrifier, they're not making like really terrible decisions. He's just showing up at people's houses.
Yeah, I have no choice. Yeah, he's just, yeah, if he shows up, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for the brother, who was a little dumb. Very good, but
yeah. Yeah. So it's funny. The brother, he was somebody I followed on TikTok for a long time. He's like, he does like interviews.
Yes. The little, what is it called? The little something, little punk people.
Yes, exactly. So it was cool to see him in it, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, the acting was way better than the first one. I mean, of course, art is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember the acting in the first one was like, eh. This one was, you know, you cared for the characters. Plus, it was like 2.5 hours.
And
so.
I met him. I saw him briefly at the premiere because I went to the premiere with like Olga and my friend Jeff. And he just had like the sweetest spirit. He was just like, you could just tell he's like the nicest guy in real life. And
You mean Art?
Going places. Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah. Oh, Elliot. Little Elliot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he has an album out too that I saw. Which is cool.
He does. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's actually good. Yeah, it's actually really good.
Oh, I got to check that out. He's definitely like heavy into music. You know, he knows his stuff. So definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, he's not messing around for an 18-year-old kid. It's like...
right. Did you get to be around Art at all? Like in costume?
I did. Not in costume. It was funny. When they were filming, they were they lost their location to do the hair and makeup one day. And Olga messaged me and she was like, hey, can we just do Art's makeup at your apartment?
No way.
And I was like, I didn't see the message. I saw it like 3 hours later. Oh. I was like, no.
Oh, man. That would have been awesome. Yeah, it seems like it'd be like scary to be around him, honestly, because it's so convincing.
Yeah, and he's like also super nice because I met him briefly at the premiere. And it was funny because if he had done it, it would have just gone so in line with what I pulled at my apartment all the time, where my super was just like, oh my God, what's she doing every day in her apartment? It was like, one day I was like, I pulled up with like a van and I start pulling out a coffin because I was going to do a gig where I came out of a coffin, and my super came running out. He's like, no, you are not bringing that in this building.
Yeah.
Another time he was like, he's like, oh, Liz, you have a package. I was like, oh, great. Those must be the chicken hearts. I ordered chicken hearts for my cat. And then if I had come downstairs, that would have just like really completed the package.
Right. Oh, so yeah, I was listening to all your songs and you have a bunch of music videos too.
Yes.
Which are awesome. Like they're not just like they're productions, like they're real deal, you know, music videos. I really love the look of Vultures and Silver Chain too. That was really cool. I was really surprised to see Ron Jeremy in that video.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Oh yeah, that came about in a really funny way, but he's nuts, by the way.
Yeah, he has to be.
I did another music video when I had a different artist name, and it was called The Party Song, and I pretty much put together a fake casting agency to make this music video. So I called it Goldfish Casting 3. About 100 guys applied and like danced in like tuxedo tops and their underwear. And then we're like, this is awesome. And we cut it together and the video is out there and it's great. But to get it some more viral attention, I was like, I wanted a celebrity to be in there.
Right.
And I messaged my first guitar player, Steve. And I was like, do you know any celebrities? He's like, I know Ron Jeremy. I always see him at the Rainbow Room in LA. And I was like, can you ask Ron Jeremy? And he was like, that dude's really out of it. He won't even remember like at the end of the sentence if I ask him to be in it. So that idea was dropped. But when we got the guy to make the video for Silver Chain, we met up for brunch and talked about what I wanted it to be. It was a very different video than what I wanted it to be. But I just randomly said, instead of like, do you know a celebrity? I was like, do you happen to know Ron Jeremy? He was like, that's funny you asked. My first video was a porn in the 70s and he was the star of it. And he's been looking for legitimate work for years. So,
So there you go. How did he become the world's biggest porn star?
I don't know. He came to talk at my school too. He was articulate like 12 years ago, whenever that was.
Right. Right. Yeah, he's an interesting character. Will there be a music video for Smoke and Mirrors?
I don't have, actually, that wasn't planned as a single for my new album. So I just recorded a new album a few months ago and it's not out yet. So I just put this one out before all the others because of the movie, but
right.
That wasn't supposed to be one of the singles off of it.
Okay. As I said too, I really like the art in the videos, and I like the photography. Like everything you do has a look, and it's really cool.
Oh, there's one song. I call it my life's work. It's still not done, but it's called "Are You Taking Me to the Woods to Kill Me or to Show Me the View?" And it's a rap opera.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And this one, I just, after seeing Terrifier, I was like, I really want Damien to make this music video. So I'm like dead set on that. He doesn't know I'm dead set on it, but I'm dead set.
That's
on
a cool idea. That's a cool idea. So is it a like longer song?
It's about 7 minutes long.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like Bohemian Rhapsody kind of.
Yeah. It's like, it's like Bohemian Rhapsody, but like what the fuck's wrong with her version of it?
Right. That's awesome. I'm really excited to see that. So is that going to be on the new album?
No, my producer has hinted, I wouldn't say it's hinting, maybe he's actually blatantly telling me this is like Meatloaf and I don't like Meatloaf. Okay. So he hasn't touched it yet.
Right. What's the new album called? Do you have a name for it?
It's called Sweet Delusions.
Sweet Delusions. And when is it coming out?
Or I don't know, because I have an EP coming out first, starting in the new year. It's supposed to be out already, but I just didn't. I have one track. I have to replace the vocals, and then I keep doing stupid things like getting smoke inhalation or something. So right. It's taking a little while longer.
Okay. Hopefully early next year, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, the first one will be out in January. And then I have one for Valentine's Day. It's called Inflatable Lover. And then...
is that about a blow-up doll?
It is, yeah.
How did you start singing? It's a weird question, right? Like, how did you start singing? Because I always try to figure out, like, was someone just in their bedroom one day and they're like, oh, I can sing?
Actually, that is what happened.
No shit.
I was sent to my room. I was like, I was a kid and I don't know. My parents were mad at me and like sent me to my room. And my grandma heard me singing like The Lion King through the door. And she was like, oh, she can really sing. And that's
Yeah, no, that's cool. I always wonder that, you know, like I never tried to sing. I don't think I can. I don't have the voice. I don't think I have the vocal power for it, you know? But yeah, it's just a weird thing. I always wonder.
And then it became an obsession. So it was still like pushing my voice outside of the, like singing along to Whitney Houston or whoever, just like, and sounding really bad doing it for a while.
So you started releasing music like 2019?
Before that, but under a different name, yeah.
Okay, it was under a different name. So how long would you say you've been doing music for?
Probably 10 years.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any touring? And recently or planned?
Well, I did have a tour planned, and then it was like all a little bit of an implosion. The pandemic happened and I got a polyp on my vocal cord. So we actually were on the tour and I got a polyp and I couldn't talk. And
oh man.
So we were like, we postponed it and then the pandemic happened.
Right. The pandemic, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a glitch.
You remember when they said 2 weeks, you know?
Oh yeah, I knew that. I was in a hole, and my friend's like, I'm going to Peru in 2 weeks, and I was just like, no, you're not. You'll be here with me.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, listen, some people had a horrible time during it. Some people had a great time. It all depended on where you are, I guess, in life, right?
Yeah.
For me, honestly, I mean, it was nice to like take a break. I mean, you know, I know some people got sick and stuff like that. But like, it was like a break from life. And it was like, you were able to kind of reevaluate everything. You were given this time. Right.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this because not everyone had a great time with it, but like, I'm just saying my personal experience, you know, I was like at home for a year, you know, and this actually started from it. And like so many other things started from it. And I lost my business, but I recently just reopened it.
Oh, that's
so good. It took a couple of years. Yeah, it was like, all right, we can sit back a minute and like take a breath. I'm 41, so it was nice to like kind of, you know,
reset,
figure out like, you know, midlife crisis kind of thing, but like where I'm going, you know what I mean? And yeah.
Well, I guess like I actually had a breakup, I think the second day of the pandemic. So it was like,
oh, wow. I can cut this, no problem.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem at all. I'll be sure to leave that whole thing in.
No, could you imagine? Yeah, I was so confused.
Yeah, I mean, that's when we lived in, so I grew up in New York, but we moved to Connecticut back in 2009, and we were there for a while. We were there for like 8 years, and I don't know, we didn't really know anybody there, you know. And one night we got a knock on the door, and I was like, who the hell is this, you know, like nobody knows us here. And it was like someone like soliciting like carpet cleaning or something like that.
What was the carpet
cleaning? I'm like, you scared the shit out of me. You know what I mean? Like, I watched too many horror movies.
Too, like in the winter.
Yeah, it was a weird time. It was like way after dinner.
Yeah.
And one time, actually, this is a quick story. We lived in an apartment complex, and there was like three levels. So we had someone, we lived on the second level. Someone lived above us. And the kid above us one night came home drunk and thought my door was his door.
Oh no.
So he's putting the key in, like jiggling it. Like it's like 12 o'clock in the, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, jiggling the handle. I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, I got my baseball bat out, you know? And then it stopped. So I opened the door, look around, there's nobody there. And I'm like, what the hell was that? And then the kid, he left a note the next day apologizing. He's like, I'm sorry, I was drunk, you know? And he left like a gift card in there for Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Really? Oh, that's nice of him.
But it would alleviate my worries, because I was like, what was that? You know, especially when you open the door and nobody's there. I'm like, well, what the hell was that? So yeah, it's weird living in the middle of nowhere if nobody knows where you are, right?
Oh no, totally. No, this I always think of this as like a creepy story. But when I was growing up, we were in Jamaica and the unexplained. And we got there and my sister broke out in the chicken pox, and I guess they don't have the chicken pox there.
Wow.
So we were put in quarantine. Now we understand what quarantine is. We didn't at the time, but we were put in quarantine. And we were I was given a shuttle like with my dad to go to the resort every day, but the rest of the family were required to stay home. And so I enjoyed this vacation because we were given a villa for quarantine. It was like this really nice spot. And then we were going to leave the country. And they saw my brother and they were like, oh, you can't leave the country. He clearly has chicken pox too. He didn't, he just has lots of freckles. But we were put back.
Oh my God.
And this time it wasn't quite as nice. It was like this, it was like an abandoned hotel that was super weird. And there was not one other couple there. And finally, like around sunset, another couple showed up and my parents were like, thank God, this is a lot. That was creepy before, but now at least people are showing up. And then they were put in the room next to us in the middle of the night. A SWAT team came and were banging on the door and arrested that couple.
Wow.
And
that's terrifying. That's gotta be scary.
But we had never knew what they did. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. That's crazy. So how did you get, like, how did it end? Like, as far as the quarantine goes,
I think like a day or two later, they let us leave the country. I think they were like,
wow,
the people with freckles and we were out.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. So we're going to wrap this up, but I have a couple like fun questions.
Yes.
All right. So what's one thing you want to do before you leave this earth?
Before I what?
Like before you leave this earth, before you're, you know.
Oh, before I die. Done.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, I want to go to Antarctica.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. What makes you want to go there?
I don't know. I just think it's like
something draws you to it.
Yeah, it's like the most like prehistoric. Like, there's something about Antarctica that's always been fascinating.
Sure. Yeah, I've always been interested in like Alaska, like just a visit. I don't know if I can do that whole 6 months dark thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I have like seasonal affect disorder, so that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work out well for me. But it seems like a beautiful place.
Yeah, it does.
But you know, it's funny when you think of vacations and stuff, you don't think of like cold places, right?
I only think of cold places.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, to live where you live, and yeah, you have to, I guess. Like, you have to at least like it a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the winters, you know, here, I mean, not on the island, but where you are,
Yeah.
They're bad here, but they're not, you know, we got like one bad storm a year. Sometimes
it piles up like 3 feet and what happens.
Yes, exactly. So it's just a pain in the ass for like a couple of weeks. But if you guys get hit, you get hit like above the door kind of snow, right? Or not recently.
Not recently.
Weather's changed big time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how warm it was by you yesterday, but it was like almost 80 degrees here yesterday.
Oh yeah. It hit 70 up here.
Yeah. That's not right.
No. That's
something wrong with that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about seasons here, the fall, right? Fall, I think of as like, a great time for certain music. So what's your go-to album for this time of year?
Artist
or whoever.
Kate Bush, The Kick Inside.
Nice. Very good. What's the most recent show or movie you've seen?
After Terrifier. I feel like I actually just saw, I did see another horror film, After Terrifier, and I was like, wow, this is really out of the blue. But it was really funny. I went with that guy I was telling you earlier, the one who was dating the older woman, to see Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, nice.
My good friend Abby, she sings with me, and her husband was playing a live music to the movie. I've never seen the movie before, but they composed music to go with the whole movie, and it, on stage while the movie was playing. It was really
cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's a great answer right there. That's the last thing you've seen. For me, it's like something stupid on Netflix. You went to like an orchestra, and that's awesome. So you seem like a very nice person and very free spirit, very, you know, laid back. But you're from New York, so everyone has this. What's your pet peeve? Everyone's annoyed by something here. Everybody.
From New York. Since I am from New York, I have a lot of them. I think crowds. I can't handle crowds. I get like very irritated.
Right. Now, was this
on all sides?
Right. Was this a post-pandemic thing, or has this always been like that?
Oh, it's always been like that. Okay. Well, I used to like, I used to like sweaty rock clubs when I was little, but yeah. 21.
Well, it's different when you're younger, you know, like, I used to go into all kinds of concerts when I was younger and, you know, be right up front. Now I am as far away from anybody as possible by myself, just enjoying the show, you know, like I can't do that anymore either. It has nothing to do with COVID really. It was before that, like just. Especially like New York City or something, I just can't be like confined, you know? So no, I definitely feel that one. And one more question.
Yeah.
On a scale from one to hell fucking yeah, how stoked were you to be here today?
How stoked am I here to be here?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. No,
this awesome. Is awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, and
great here. It's wonderful. Thanks.
I hope you had a great time. I've been like, I actually haven't done a podcast since like beginning of August.
Really?
So this is kind of like a little return for me. Yeah, I was reopening my business, and then unfortunately last month I lost my mom.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So I've just been dealing with that, and I've been like so out of practice, and thank you for being so cool and fun. Cause I was like, honestly, I was a little nervous. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be me. I don't know if I'm going to be on point, you know? So thank you.
No, it's a great time. Sorry to hear about your mom. That's
awesome. Thank you. Yeah. It was, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it just kind of happened. So it was not that it wasn't totally unexpected because she's been sick for so long, but just how fast it happened was like dizzying, you know? So I'm just kind of getting back into normal life, I guess, right now and navigating that. So,
it's a, and you have to give yourself some time. I know I lost my dad when I was 16. So
I'm sorry to hear that too. And, listen, when you're on, if you're ever on tour or something, let me know. I'd love to come see you perform.
Sure.
Especially if you're,
I'll shoot you a message.
Yeah. I mean, you're here. So it's not like, you know, a lot of people I talk to are, you know, across the country and they're like, yeah, maybe we'll make it to New York, you know?
Yeah.
But I have a feeling you'll be around. So yeah, I would love to, as long as this thing doesn't kill me, I'll be at the show.
Leaf blower back there. I could like,
oh yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, that was that. That's who was at the door, right?
Yeah. And he's like, I'm just here to blow like all the leaves. I'm like, and then it got, that's why I'm like, what? The last couple minutes. Cause it's just
I wish, like, I wish someone came to my door and said that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here to just take care of your yard work. Yeah. Eddie, it was very nice meeting you. And enjoy the rest of your day. And stay safe.
You too. All right.
All right. Bye. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.